In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, now, Jim Morrison found out he'd been voting Democrat from the grave, and he got very upset about this. He was very upset to find out that he voted for Biden and was about to have a mail-in vote for Kamala Harris from the grave. This ticked Jim Morrison off. So he decided to write a new song about Kamala Harris in clip 9.
You always say what is untrue. You are a masterful sex you. Like a chameleon, you change your attire.
Kamala's a big fat liar. Kamala's a big fat liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
The time for cackling is through. The Biden's condescending turns to you. It's time to claim what you desire.
Kamala's a big fat liar. Kamala's a big fat liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yeah, that AI is pretty amazing there, isn't it? But everybody knows that Jim Morrison actually just became Rush Limbaugh as a CIA plant. Everybody knows that. Come on. All right, we're being facetious here. Now, this is funny. This group, Freedom Tunes, is really good. They do really funny political cartoons. They don't get near enough attention or credit. And it's just nice to see people making stuff like this, original art like this, that's funny and entertaining. I find it hilarious. I don't know. Maybe the crew can tell me if I'm crazy, I'll stop playing them. I find this stuff hilarious. So this is from Freedom Tunes. Freedom Tunes. And this is Freedom Tunes, Kamala's Wealth Tax episode.
We're going to tax them, okay? 25% on unrealized gains.
That's going to crash the entire economy.
Bro, you ain't got the 100 million.
Huh? No, her plan would crash the stock market. That hurts working people. It hurts everyone.
Bro, you complaining. You ain't even got 100 million, bro. Bro, why are you worried?
Well, because...
You think you gotta pay the wealth tax, bro? You don't got 100 million, bro. Bro.
You don't understand. My concern is that forcing the best performing stockholders to sell off 25% of their earning shares would completely crash the market forever. And all we stand to gain is enough to pay for less than 1% of Kamala's proposed budget.
Bro.
Yeah.
I don't get it. You don't got 100 million, bro. No. You don't know you don't got 100 million, bro. No, you don't. You got 100 million.
Okay, the best case scenario, best case, it raises enough to fund the government for less than 3 days. 3 days. That's what you want to risk the entire economy on. 3 days of revenue.
Bro,
you understand?
Bro, wait, listen.
I'm telling you.
Bro,
you
ain't
don't
listen.
God, come on,
What are you not understanding? This has consequences for the entire economy. Everyone's going to own cable crash. All of the capital's going to move, and we have the largest stock market in the world. Do you understand that?
Economists don't like this idea.
Do those economists got 100 million?
No, they don't.
I don't know, maybe.
Become a member at Freedom Tunes.
I find this stuff hilarious from Freedom Tunes. By the way, even Mark Cuban has come out and said that the unrealized capital gains tax is a horrible idea. Yeah, no kidding. Nice to see he has some common sense left in him. Whatever. It's just insane at this point. I could do policy all day long. All Democrat policies suck. So that's why RFK Jr. has left the Democrat Party and endorsed Donald Trump and wants to make America healthy again. We're on board with Dr. Diane Kaiser coming up next, and we'll open the phone lines with your questions.